The use of single-arm trials, SATs, alongside their external control arms, ECAs, for regulatory approvals has significantly increased in the past decade. In the absence of randomized trials, biases that could potentially threaten causal inference become a concern. One of the main types of biases is the systematic differences between the institutions from which SAT patients are drawn and the institutions from which ECA patients are drawn. These differences can include variations in institution-level disease characteristics, practice styles, clinical guidelines, and reimbursement policies. To mitigate these biases, we propose a quasi-experimental design. In this design, information including efficacy endpoints is measured prior to trials for both SATs and ECAs. While this approach may require a larger sample size compared to current practices, it will significantly strengthen the causal inference in SATR-ECA studies.